From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama heads back to the Louisiana coast tomorrow for the second time in just over a week to find out how the oil containment operation's going. So far, BP's been able to cut the riser pipe that's been spewing oil into the Gulf of Mexico. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the next step is to try to place a cap on top the severed pipe and capture at least some of that oil. NPR's Carrie Kahn is tracking the operation from Burris, Louisiana.
The good news is that the ruptured pipe is finally cut. But Allen says the bad news is that the underwater robots could not sever the pipe with a diamond saw that would have made a cleaner cut. Instead, he said shears had to be used.
This is an irregular cut. It will be a little bit more challenging to get the seal around, but we will have a containment device there. We'll be able to capture more oil than we would otherwise. And we're going to have to see as we put the containment cap on exactly how effective it is.
Allen says dispersants will be used to treat any oil leaking around the containment cap. To date, more than 1 million gallons of dispersants have been used in the Gulf. Allen says the EPA has done extensive air monitoring of the chemical and have found that the dispersants are not harming Gulf wildlife. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Burris, Louisiana.
Amid outcries from thousands of mourners, the first funerals are being held in Turkey today for the activists killed in this week's Israeli raid on a humanitarian flotilla. 9 people were killed. The BBC's Mike Woolridge reports this is not expected to be the last time a convoy attempts to break Israel's blockade of Gaza.
Despite the deadly conclusion to this attempt to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza, the charity that organized the flotilla vowing to send bigger convoys if Israel refuses to end the blockade. Large crowds had turned out in the early hours of the morning in an emotional reception for the bodies and for hundreds of activists who'd been seized by the Israeli forces during the operation in the Mediterranean. The Israeli authorities have maintained throughout that their commandos fired in self-defense when they boarded the ship.
The BBC's Mike Woolridge. The U.S. and South Korea are considering more joint military exercises more than 2 months after North Korea was accused of sinking a South Korean Navy ship. Defense Secretary Robert Gates raised that possibility during his tour through Asia this week. Emmy Award-winning actress Rue McClanahan, known for a long career on stage and television, died today after suffering a stroke. McClanahan may be best known as the sexy siren Blanche Devereaux of Golden Girls. In this clip, she appears with Betty White in one of many skits featuring a comedic clash that always seemed to generate laughs.
You're special because you're a kind, decent, loving individual with a wonderful heart and a beauty that comes from your soul.
That's that Minnesota crap again about the meaning of life.
Blanche, what else is there besides love and kindness?
How about fame and fortune?
This is NPR. An experiment to simulate a manned mission to Mars has started at a scientific institute in Moscow. The 6 volunteers entered their spaceship and will not see another human being for almost a year and a half. Peter Van Dyke has more from Moscow.
The 3 Russians and crew members from France, Italy and China waved goodbye to the outside world and sealed themselves inside the specially constructed module. They will not leave for 250 days, when they will get to explore a mock-up of Mars' surface for 30 days before embarking on a 240-day flight home. Communications with Earth will be limited to time-delayed emails, and the organizers, including the Russian and European space agencies and China's Astronaut Center, hope to gain insight into the effects of the long isolation that a mission to Mars would entail. The all-male makeup of the crew has caused some controversy, but the Russian project director said women could be included in a subsequent experiment. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Francesca Schiavone is in the final of the French Open, becoming the first Italian woman to reach a Grand Slam final. In the first set, Schiavone defeated Yelena Dementieva 7-6 before her injured opponent called it quits and walked off the court. Some more economic news out today in the U.S. An index that tracks activity in the service sector reports job growth in May. It's the first time in more than 2 years. The government's reporting that last week, slightly fewer newly unemployed Americans put in for jobless insurance. Productivity in the first quarter rose, though not as sharply as first reported. And retailers are reporting gains in May, though the results are described as lackluster. Dow's down more than 50 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.